Thomas Douglas, here you are, Bach Choir, and you guys are getting ready for a show this weekend. It is the Carmina Burana, and it is Carmina Burana Africana.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about the show.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I thought this up maybe about a decade and a half ago, and I have always loved Carmina Burana, and it's so rhythmic anyway. So I thought, what would happen if you took all the percussion parts and just substituted them with African drums? And so I called my friend Mike Vercelli at West Virginia University, and that's what we did. We played the score exactly as it is, but with African drums.
Really?
Yeah.
And it fits perfectly?
Oh, yeah, and it changes the feeling of it completely, you know.
I would think people would want to get up and dance.
I would think they would also. But I think they're a little bit just surprised at how the score can be sung exactly as written, and the notes can be played exactly as written, but the sound of it is quite different.
So talk about the piece a little bit, because it's a very actually kind of irreverent piece.
Right. It was written that way just to be intentionally irreverent.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs were written by monks, and it would explore different aspects of sexuality and relationships, and I think people just were really surprised, you know, to hear it.
And you have a couple of soloists, Chanel Holt and Graham Fondre, who are going to be participating. What's really exciting is it's at Chatham University, so lots of parking. And at the chapel there.
Plenty of parking there. And the chapel is a very beautiful space. And acoustically, it's going to sound really great. So we have, you know, the choir. And we have the drum ensemble, as I mentioned. And we'll also have two pianists. Jim Burns, who is our regular pianist. And Amin Carrillo Rosado from Carnegie Mellon will be the second pianist. And then we also have Kantara Morfis has gotten together, or she has a troupe called the K Theater Dance Complex, and they will be dancing during the piece.
And where will they be dancing?
On the stage.
On the stage?
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, so you have enough room for the choir and everything?
The choir won't be on the stage.
Okay,
but I'm not going to give that away.
Okay, so I won't ask any more questions. You'll have to come see it. It's unusual because it's a Friday and Saturday performance this time.
Well, you know, we have to do what our spaces permit.
Mm-hmm.
And the space was not available on the Sunday, so we just moved everything and made it Friday and Saturday.
So it is on Friday at 7:30, and then Saturday, an afternoon performance at
4 o'clock.
O'clock,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can go easily to bachchoirpittsburgh.org. And that is the voice of Betty Davis. I love it. Betty is here for the interview today. She's very excited. What kind of a puppy dog is she?
Well, she's a Catahoula and Great Dane mix.
Catahoula and a Great Dane mix. A Catahoula is a hunting dog from the South.
Right. It's the state dog for Louisiana.
Oh, the state dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I rescued her about when she was a year and a half ago. Or when she was a year and a half, that was 3.5 years ago.
Was she as big as she is now?
Yeah, she was.
She's a big girl.
She was full grown when I got her. She's about 80 pounds now.
Chanel has sung for you before. Tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, Chanel, a beautiful, beautiful lyric soprano, and she came and joined the Bach Choir maybe about 5 years ago, and it was very clear that I should find some opportunities for her. So when we did a concert of all spirituals, it was right before the pandemic, middle.
It was in the middle of the pandemic.
In the middle of the pandemic, because we sang the concert with masks. And she and Eugene Perry were my soloists then.
Right.
And, you know, she sings quite beautifully. So so this year, Nicole Tascarella, another beautiful singer who's part of the choir, I knew I had two pieces for sopranos. And I told the two of them, you pick which ones you want to do.
Oh, nice.
And so Nicole selected the Brahms Requiem, and Chanel selected the Carmina Burana.
Well, the Carmina for soprano is so beautiful, but then all of a sudden you get that last movement, which is up in the stratosphere.
Yeah, and right before that, Anne, if you recall, that you have that Intrutina, which is almost a mezzo piece, you know, because it stays right on the staff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Orff was, you know, he had lost his mind a little bit. But it's very interesting and very exciting.
Do you know how Orff found the readings? Or
you know what? I should know that, but I don't know that.
I was just curious about how he came across them himself. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, sure. I bet it's going to be in the program notes that are in our program. So if you want to really know the answer to that, folks, you just got to come in.
You've got to come.
Hear the concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Graham Fondre, who was with you for the Brahms Requiem, did a beautiful job, will also be one of the soloists.
Yes, he's very excited, and I'm very excited to have him. To be honest with you, he was a replacement. He sang the Brahms with me, and then the baritone that we had hired, who was actually a tenor, called me 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and said that he had just gotten called back to MJ, the Michael Jackson musical, and he was going to be in London and Denver. And so I said, let me see what I can do. And I called Graham, and luckily, very fortunate, he was available because he's fantastic.
Oh, Graham is amazing. Yeah. And of course, there's that wonderful little roasting swan bit for a high tenor, character tenor maybe.
Yeah. John Eric Schreiber, who is the associate conductor with me in the Bach Choir, will be singing that.
Oh, that's great.
It's really tough.
It's very hard.
You know, it starts on high A, you know, and goes up to D.
It goes up to D, and it's like, do you switch into, you know, falsetto, or do you just scream it out?
Well, the one thing that's nice about it is whatever happens with your voice is okay, because, you know, this goose is being roasted.
Absolutely. I think the more tortured it sounds, the better it is for the whole thing.
I agree.
Do you have like a favorite movement? Because there are so many moments in this piece.
I love this piece so much. I love the power of the opening and closing movements of the O Fortuna. But I love the Intrutina. It's so beautiful. And then he brings some of those themes into the third section about the courts of love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all really quite beautiful. And, you know, the Intrutina, I guess I first heard it when I listened to Barbara Streisand's classical album.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you remember that great album?
Do you remember that?
Foray and all these unusual pieces. Yeah.
Sung in her own style. But, you know, she didn't improvise. She sang the notes exactly as they are printed. And I remember when I heard Intrutina there, I just thought, oh, this is a beautiful piece. And then very quickly after that, I was introduced to Carmina as a whole piece from Robert Page when we did it with the Mendelssohn Choir.
Great, right. So you can catch this wonderful satire, Carmina Burana Africana by Carl Orff, an adaptation which is with the Bach Choir and also the West Virginia African Drum Ensemble with the African-American Dance Troupe. And you know, have they done this with you before?
No, Kantara Morphis. I contacted her, and she was excited about doing it. Her troupe is in Wilkinsburg, is where they're based. And so I was really, because that's where I graduated from high school. So for me, it felt like, oh, this is great to put together some people that are home people.
Right.
You know, to make this happen.
I have to say, I didn't realize you were from Wilkinsburg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to Wilkinsburg High School, which is now sitting there empty, but...
Oh.
You know,
they've taken some of the high schools and made them apartments these days, which I wish they would do that with some of these other places.
Yeah, I don't know what the plans are in Wilkinsburg, but I think that there's a comeback in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to see what actually can materialize.
Well, we hope that you will come to the Bach Choir Pittsburgh with the concert on Friday. That's from 7:30 to 9:30, and Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. And, of course, this is at Campbell Memorial Chapel at Chatham University. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, a great time to come out and enjoy this great music.
That's what I think too, Anna.
Thomas Douglas, thank you so very much for
Always
stopping
a pleasure.
By.
Thanks for having me.